Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Okay, so today's a case study about how and why we're revamping Cricket Matters. Now, for those who don't know what Cricket Matters is, it's our sister fitness company, and that is the business we're using as a real life case study to show you how we're growing our fitness business, because we want to be seen at the forefront of the industry, not peddling ideas and philosophies. We're going to show you exactly step by step of how and why we're growing the business that way, from scratch, from it's kind of ongoing at the moment, but we're revamping it in a big, big way. Why are we revamping it? Well, just a quick backstory. Last year, we set up Cricket Matters as a test project to see if it would fly. That was all we did. We set up a very quick website in less than a couple of hours. It was a terrible like design build on my end. However, it was just a simple, quick and easy get up there. Will it work? Will it rank? We then started creating some content around it on TikTok and on Instagram, and it started to take off. We got clients from it, right? Fast forward to the season where I got really busy playing cricket myself, and also with the revamp of Strength Matters, it kind of sat on the shelf doing nothing, collecting dust. Is that a fair way to describe it, Andrew?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're being a little harsh on yourself. It was the perfect lean startup approach. You know, we got the simple web page set up just to see that, well, A, to have something there that if when people were visiting, that there was content available. Was it up to the quality of your usual websites? No, but it did its job. But now I think it's time. Well, we know it's time to really invest some quality time into making this how we want it to be and showcase it to the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's fair. It was a lean startup approach, definitely. That's exactly what we did. And like I said, I'm a bit of a stickler for getting things right, if that makes sense. So for me, yeah, I wanted to do it. So we did the website. I wrote 8 blogs to go onto it and just put them up there, shared the blogs a week, did some podcast episodes, and that was it. Now, what we realized, and this the reason why we're revamping it and know it's the right time to go back, is because when I was in South Africa playing cricket in the World Cup, I did a number of vlogs. Those vlogs went out to over 100,000 people in the cricketing community to watch them, and there's a lot of awareness driven around it. I always knew there's something around Cricket Matters and what I wanted to do and build out and focus on that, because that's what we're doing. I play, I coach cricket. I'm training a lot of cricketers at the same time. So that's why we want to try and amplify it. So the why we're revamping it has become I've been a bit rejuvenated in seeing the reach we got within the cricketing community after the vlogs in the World Cup. But secondly, realizing that no one else is talking about this in the world right now and how we're approaching it and the system and the style of stuff that we're doing, nobody's doing it in cricket. So that's why we're going after it. And I feel we've got the authority to do it as a coach, as a player myself, still playing to a high level at my ripe old age of 41 years old. You know, we've got a lot of authority to speak about it, which is a lesson in itself for people who want to become an expert in their field. Well, make sure you're passionate and do something yourself that amplifies what you're trying to do, right? So I wouldn't go and start talking about rugby or professional football anytime soon, because I don't really do them anymore. Or I've never really done them, to be honest with you. So let's get that right. So the point is, like, it's passionate to me. I'm passionate about it, and I can talk about it with authority. Now, question is, how are we revamping this? What is the philosophy behind it? Well, first of all, you have this idea of strategy and tactics, right? Strategy is the overall arching theme of what we're going to do. Tactics is the individual implementation of how we're doing it. Example of that is, a website architecture of what we're going to talk about is the strategy. A video on YouTube is the tactics. Is that a good way to explain it, Andrew? Is that a good
I think so. Yeah, because I think a lot of people get lost with what strategy is and what tactics are, and they mistakenly think that the tactics they're employing by being consistent and posting on social media is a strategy. As we know, it's not. It's just one tactic to help you achieve your overarching strategy.
Exactly. So going back to the strategy idea, so this is more about the strategy of how we're doing it today. So we have gone back into the website, and I'm in the middle of a rebuild of that website. Now, we can rebuild it fast, that's not a problem, but it's the structure of the website and knowing what we're offering is the key to it. So Why are we revamping it? Because it's not fast enough. The current speeds I looked at this morning before we jumped on is about 45-50% on Google. To Google speed check is 45-50%. It's not good enough. On desktop, it's about 75%. We need that to 100%. So the website has to be built for speed, firstly. Secondly, it has to be built for blog content. And WordPress is what we're using for this to make sure we can create high engaging blog posts that get ranked and are engaging enough for people to keep on reading. Yes, our strategy is going to be blog posts. Most people think blogging is dead. Far, far from it, right? Google sends a lot of traffic to businesses via blog posts and via information because people are searching for that information, okay? So that's the initial strategy. Build the website for speed, set it up for blogs. And the second thing is we're defining our services architecture, right? Now, what do I mean by that? Google wants to know, if you're a business, what are your services that you offer, right? For us in Cricket Matters, we offer personal training. We offer online training. We offer team training, right? We manage teams and work with teams. We do mobility training. We do a variety of different things. But more importantly, we do strength and conditioning coaching for them at the same time. So you can see the website in the next few weeks when we launch it and it goes live. You'll see the architecture of how we've listed our services and how we're building out the pages around it. Why? Because it's telling Google exactly who we are, what we do, and the services we offer. And that is often a big mistake that people make. They build a website and don't clearly define what services they offer because they think they don't need to. Whereas Google needs to know this information as much as possible. So why are we ramping it? Well, I'm passionate about cricket. I can see the potential of the business to grow it, right? And I want to help people and share all the information that I have with people. So we're doing that. That's the starting point. How are we going to revamp it? So it comes with a website. We're then going to start relaunch the podcast, the Cricket Matters podcast. And then we're going after YouTube in a big way. Not the other social media channels, YouTube, right? So that's our three-pronged attack in terms of revamping Cricket Matters and doing it that way. And as hopefully you guys will be able to follow along and watch us so you can learn and apply it to your fitness businesses, whether it's a gym, personal training, yoga studio, you can do the same thing for you guys too. Andrew, anything you'd add to that I missed out?
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's going to be an incredible and exciting journey. And we're inviting the listeners and those on YouTube, the viewers, to follow along. It's going to, I guess it's going to be a warts and all adventure that we will be able to showcase, because I'm sure there'll be obstacles and challenges that we come across. But by breaking them down and sharing them here on the podcast, hopefully that will help everybody else to avoid them. But no, it's going to be a great journey, and I'm excited about this because I think one of the key takeaways from this is, going back to the start, being clear on who your audience is, what your passions are, and aligning the two, because then you're going to have some quality content, you're going to have a quality service, and you're going to have an ardent fan base that wants to be a part of it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we do. I love that phrase, warts and all, because that's exactly what we're going to try and share with you, is documenting this journey from the very start with you guys. So stay tuned. And again, if you guys want any more help with your website, go to strengthmatters.com/audit. We'll happily do a free audit for you and have a look at the website to see how fast it is or what you need to change for it, just like we're doing with the Cricket Matters website right now. So as always, thanks now, guys. And make sure to like, review, and subscribe.